Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, as it stands right now, Apple is not exactly a services company because the majority of its revenue still comes from hardware products, primarily led by the iPhone. But it's no secret that Apple has been trying to change that, putting an increasing amount of focus on its services category, and it's now making further changes to its executive structure to focus on that goal. According to a new report from Business Insider, Apple is restructuring its services team to make the category more profitable, with a focus on streaming and on advertising. Eddie Q, Apple's Senior Vice President of Services, is the one implementing these changes, and some of them have already taken place. One such change is adjusting the focus of Peter Stern, the current Vice President of Services at Apple. In the past, Stern focused on Apple's services business as a whole, but also spent time on advertising. Under this restructuring, however, Q has demanded that Stern focus entirely on dedicated services for Apple One, which is Apple's subscription bundle service that includes things like Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, and Apple Arcade. Todd Terese will now assume the responsibility for Apple's advertising business, which is something the company hopes will continue to grow at a high rate over the next few years. As it stands right now, Apple's only source of advertising revenue is App Store search ads. App Store search ads grew by 238% to a total revenue of $3.7 billion last year, and they're forecast to reach $5.5 billion by the end of this year. In addition to the increased focus on advertising, Business Insider also says that Apple is looking to continue to grow Apple TV Plus, specifically with bringing more sports content to the service. The report corroborates previous rumors that Apple is in talks with the NFL to bring its Sunday Ticket package to Apple TV Plus, and it could also monetize that NFL content by offering it with advertisements or through an additional sports bundle version of Apple TV. Essentially, what this report is saying is that Apple is increasing its focus on services in two primary regards: Apple TV Plus and advertising, and the changes to the structure of the services team underscore that effort, while Eddie Q still remains the overall services boss at Apple. In other news today, unlike the previous 2 years, WWDC 2022 will include a small in-person event at Apple Park on June 6th. While much smaller in scale than what Apple offered prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, this marks the first time that Apple has welcomed developers back to Apple Park for any sort of in-person event. Ahead of WWDC 2022 officially starting on June 6th, Apple has now opened application for attending this small special event at Apple Park. The company says that the event is open to members of the Apple Developer Program, the Apple Developer Enterprise Program, and Swift Student Challenge applicants. Eligible developers and students can apply starting today through May 11th at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Invitations will be allocated through a random selection process and are non-transferable. All applicants will be notified of their status by May 12th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. This is Apple's first in-person event of any kind since the COVID-19 pandemic, so there are some COVID-19 precautions in place. The most notable one here is providing proof of a negative COVID-19 test no more than 3 days before the event. Masks are currently optional, and Apple is not requiring proof of COVID-19 vaccination. But Apple does point out that these policies are subject to change depending on the current state of the pandemic when June 6th actually rolls around. Rounding out today, Apple has reportedly started development work on a new type of display that could eventually be used in a foldable iPhone or iPad. This technology is similar to what's used in Samsung's Galaxy Z Fold 3, and Apple's technology aims to address one of the challenges in creating foldable screens, which is making them thin enough to survive continual folding and unfolding for a number of years. Apple has started development on an OLED panel that doesn't use a polarizer. This is similar to what Samsung did with the Galaxy Z Fold, Generally, OLED screens use three separate layers for every function needed to make the display work. This includes things like backlighting, content, touch, filtering, protection, and more. Over the years, the trend has been to combine these layers to make screens thinner and lighter. Polarizers have been used to allow lights only in certain directions to pass through the display, thereby improving the visibility of the display. But the use of polarizers lessens the brightness of the display, so Apple hopes that by removing the polarizer, it can not only make the display thinner, but also increase the overall brightness of the panel. Apple is believed to have been experimenting with foldable iPhone displays for many years, but so far the company has not actually released any products with a foldable display. As is usually the path that Apple takes, the company is waiting until foldable technology is more mature and the technology is ready to be produced and shipped in mass to consumers. There's also, of course, the possibility that Apple won't actually launch a foldable iPhone at all if the technology turns out to be a fad that's only available with certain Android phones. But even if a foldable iPhone doesn't come to pass, this new technology with OLED displays that Apple is experimenting with could actually see the light of day in a future iPhone, even if it's not foldable. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.